Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to begin Pasaba B'Kisnin. And it seems like the Talmidim want to interrupt Pasaba B'Kisnin for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in Mirtz Hashem, but of course we'll continue on in Seder. Wow, there's so much here. And there's a big Yetzahara to skip to the Be'er Halacha and the Baimar Mordechai, and in terms of the Sfeikos Tadina, Halacha L'maisa, but Kedarkenu from Sora V'Arabeim, we're for sure going to get there. But the first thing is just really work on the pshat and the hashlachos. There's so much here, just in terms of pshat. I already wanted to jump to the important shittas lahalacha, but there's so much here in terms of just reading the Gemara. So let's see. Zakteh the Gemara. Rav Huna ochal tleser rifti. He ate 13 rifti. Bnei tlasa tlasa bikava, that they had three kavim. Velo birech, it's a tremendous amount. I saw the cheshbon somewhere, that someone did a cheshbon, that's 94 beitzim, according to some. Yeah, I'll show you. By the way, if you need to do a cheshbon of how to... Let me just show you this. We're not going to do the cheshbon now, but Stan, this should help you, Mirtz Hashem, for the rest of your life. What's that? Laksa 6463. So, 6463. There are six beitzim in a lug, four lugim in a kav, six kavim in a sa, and three sa in a hin. So if you talk about a kav, so that's quite a bit, man. I'm forever indebted to my fifth grade Rebbe, Rabbi Milstein, for that. Blaksa, you put the six in between the beis and the lamed, you put the four in between the lug, and this stands for beitza, lug, kav, sa, and hin. Anyhow, it's quite a large amount of these rifti. Now Rashi immediately, of course, points out, we've been discussing about these were Pasaba B'Kisnin, V'lo Birech, and he didn't make a bracha. So let's just stop right there. There's so much, even before we even go into the next line of the Gemara. So much right there. So Rashi says, Mi Pasaba B'Kisnin, V'lo Birech Acharav. He didn't make a bracha afterwards. So what does that mean, that he didn't make a bracha afterwards? So here, the Rashba says, you've got to say that lo birech acharav is lav dafka. You have to say that it's lav dafka. Sorry. Says the Rashba, Rav Huna achal tosa rifti bigo tlasa tlasa l'kava. Says the Rashba, Piresh pasaba b'kisin haya v'shelo besuda achal. It was not besuda, v'lo birech acharav, klomar shalosh brachos. It means that he didn't bench. Elamei ein shalosh. He says, it can't mean that he didn't, of course he made an alamechia. We know that you're going to, on such an amount, for sure you're going to need to make an alamechia. Now, Rashi's quite clear that v'lo birech acharav, Rashi seems to be, he can't be learning. It's difficult to say this in Shitas Rashi, that v'lo birech means that it wasn't benching, but it was me'ein shalosh. It's shver to say in Rashi. Now, interestingly, it's not only Rashi, and it's a strong kasha, what does Rashi mean? But also, I told you to look at the riff. Let's take a look at how the riff brings down the Gemara. The riff says... Now, interestingly, the riff says, Rav Huna Achol mi pasaba b'kisin tracer rifti 12 buns begi tlasa tlasa l'kava v'lo barach. All he says is lo barach. In other words, you would have expected the riff, if the Gemara, when it means lo barach, means me'ein shalosh, you would have expected the riff to say me'ein shalosh, but he just He just says it, pshuto kemashmo, v'lo baruch, not the way the Rajba says it. So there is a shulta hagibarim. Let's take a look at the shulta hagibarim over here on Aleph. Says the shulta hagibarim, mechor nirik yutos. He says, this is not possible. But by the way, let's go on. Let me go on. Amar of Nachman, we're going to get that shakli vitaria shortly. Umaskana, we need to go on in the riff. Umaskana, heichol da achalei b'toras kisne b'tchilam, mevarach bar minim zonos, ulubsof alo klum. The diuk is really from this part. What I said before is also true, but the diuk really is from the next part. Ulubsof alo klum. That if you have pasabal kisne, you don't get into the problems of kviya suda, which will be the second half of shir. So then in such a case, the halachi is that alo klum. Says the Shulta Gebar, that's really difficult. L'chor nir ki yutos shirat salam b'sof ein shalosh. He says, l'churi, you have to say, it's a tos in the riff. V'im bu'ulai hachi hu azamrin l'fachos shlo yirtza lomar bar nefashos rabos v'chesronan. Dehiyu ba'atzma amar l'il kol v'sof lo klum hu bar nefashos rabos v'chesronan. So he says, maybe, if you're going to say it's not a tos sofer, that it means that you make a bar nefashos. O bu'ulai, maybe there's something missing in the text. So he says, maybe ain't a chanami. Maybe there's no brach at all afterwards on Pasabal B'Kisnin, which would be a tremendous chiddush. V'tzarachiyun. V'acharayun nir vade de girsa rif nechona v'hachi svir lirashi nami. He says, the girsa is correct. The mevarech acharayun bar nefashos rabos v'chasronon. That the ena chanami, you only make a bar nefashos. Amnam pligya layu ha-maimini, va-taisis, rabbeinu chananel, and we would add the Rajba. Va-amru, da-oichel pasval kisn, chutz l-sudan, varach tila mezonos, u-besof mein shosh, u-besof ha-suda. Then it's a separate discussion. So basically, the Shilta Yibarim is medayik in the riff, beautifully in the riff. And he says, maybe you could say the riff is lav dafka, but to say that there's no main shalosh, he says that's difficult. Be'inachinami, it seems like the riff is saying that the bracha is going to be a bar nefashos. And he says, but everybody disagrees that when it comes to pasabah v'kisna, you're not kovei yasuda, of course, the bracha is going to be alamicha, and of course, lahalacha, we're going to follow that. So I was thinking about what is pshat over here in Rashi and in the riff. And I was wondering if the Rashi is absolutely 100% meduyak, mamish misameach. I Ben Sion Rothenberg teases me about a rikud. I didn't have a I was so joyful about Shabbos, so we don't dance on Shabbos. But mamish, when I found this Shabbos afternoon, when I realized this, it was mamish tremendous simcha. Rabosai, let's go back to Shitas Rashi that we spent a lot of time working on a Mim Aleph on the base. And let's read the Rashi again with also Rav Daniel's nice Hosafa to Rashi. How did Rashi describe Pasabal B'Kisnin? Let's read it again. Rashi says, Pasabal B'Kisnin Achar Achila Uberchas Hamazon, after they ate and benched, Hayirigim Lahavi Kisnin, they would bring these Kisnin. So of course you guys know, we're excited to do this Lahalacha, that there's one sheet that holds pasabah b'kisna means a kiss. Kiss is a pocket. There was a pocket of dough with stuff inside. But Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi says, kisnin v'hein kloyos l'fishi yofin l'lev, kedamrina ba'al mahani kisni d'mali l'liba. It was a type of dessert that used to be referred, the kloyos, parched wheat, were brought for dessert. So Rav Daniel pointed out something that I didn't emphasize last time we read Rashi, and that is Pasabah b'kisnin is the kisnin is the parched wheat. Pasabah b'kisnin means kisnin were those things that were bought for dessert. They had two things for dessert. They had these parched wheat, and then they had these flavorful pas. They made them in an interesting shape. What jumps into my head often is when you go to a Chinese restaurant, afterwards they get what they call them fortune cookies. So that's it, that type of thing. But these had also, aside from the fortune inside, it also has the egozim and the shkedim. And Rashi here says you don't need a bracha mein gimel. So Tosos already went to town on this Rashi. And I'm not going to say over our whole shiur. We had a half a shiur on this Rashi. But what dawned on me is that the Pnei Yoshua's pshat that we said previously in Rashi could explain this Rashi as well. And that is that Eina Chinami, according to Rashi, this is something that is not a standard Isa. It's not a standard Mizonos. And the Iker is the Tavlin Harba Vekos and Mushkedim. And therefore, Eina Chinami, the halacha would be that we don't say the rule of Kol Sheyeshbo on the bracha achron over here. For the bracha rishona, it's going to get a mezonos because we have the rule Kol Sheyeshbo. But when it comes to the bracha achrona, it's not going to be defined by that. Now, Tosis on Dibra Maskel Elapasa Babakisnan, as the Shulta Yigibarim points out, disagrees. He holds that really, if it's in most instances, it is considered a regular Isa, it's going to have the din of a regular alamichya. However, Rashi doesn't hold this way. Umama od samachti, that I found that the Pnei Yoshua himself says this on the Pnei Yoshua on this Rashi. In other words, you take a look at Rav Huna Achal, it's kafter referach. Upirish Rashi Rabba Farshan Pasab of Kisan Havi, Ulfize, first column on the bottom. And he says, he quotes the Rajba. So he points out that the Lashon of Lo Baruch is Takalak Mashmar Rashi. We haven't gotten to that yet. We'll get to that. We'll skip that question for now because we haven't done that line in Gemara. Miu. Lepirish Rashi dil the member der of Sheshis, the Hakama Shein the Chadavar El Pasavah Bekisim Vad Hain the Bechol Inyan Ein Tzarch Levarach Achma Main Shosh Kivan the Tavlin Iker Vafil Shlo B'Shas Asuda Ulefize Asi Shapi Ar the Kamer Achav Elo Baruch. So now we've taken the difficult sheet of Rashi and we've pointed out it's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Because according to the Rajba, the Tosas, Rabbeinu Hanan, all those other sheetas that say Velo Baruch, they're going to say Velo Baruch means they didn't do Birchas HaMazon, but it does Mein Shalosh. According to Rashi, it's Kafta Referach. It's not Mein Shalosh. Rather, it's Bar Nefashos. Why in the world? That's what the Shilta Yagiborim is bothered by. That's what the Rajba is bothered by. That Rashi already had taught us that this is something that's not, that is, its Tzura is different, and its Derech Achila is different. And since its Tzura is different and its Derech Achila is different, so therefore, Eina Chanami, it's the answer to a trivia question of where you could have a Bore Mine Mizonos that gets a Bar Nefashos. It's mamish beautiful. And Taka, now we begin to understand why Rashi did not learn like most of the Farshim. And Daniel and I noticed that Rashi only gets honorable mention in the Beis Yosef. But Kedarko Bekodesh, Rashi's Pshat fits in very, very, very nicely in Pshat Gemara. When I used to teach the Sharabet boys, I would often do the Sugya slowly in the beginning of the week, and at the end of the week, we would develop, even if it was Bava Basra or Bava Metzia, we'd see how what we discussed during the week came out in the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. And what we always started out is Sunday, we would focus much more on Shitas Rashi. I said, well, we would expect the Shulchan Aruch to look like from Sunday or Monday to what it looks like on Thursday is entirely different. In other words, what we're familiar with, if you're familiar with the halacha, often when you start the sugya well in pshat, it's very, very, very different than what comes out lahalacha. Over here, Rashi's pshat is really very, very beautiful. Of course, the Bali Tosos often win the day. The Rush is one of the Bali Tosos, but Rashi's the pshat according to Rashi is really, I think, quite beautiful. Okay, so this is pshat according to Rashi, that what you have here is you have pasa babekisnan that doesn't even get a standard alamichya, because the pasa babekisnan, the ikr becomes a tavlinim, and therefore it's not going to get an alamichya.
Okay. In this case, though, differently than on mem aleph on the base, though, it sounds like he would have had enough to have a shear.
Oh, so that's going to be exactly the next line of the Gemara. In other words, you're 100% right. That's the Gemara then follows up with the obvious question. What Eli's pointing out is here, Rashi had said by the Pasaba Bekissen, it's Machola Muat. So the question is, over here, clearly he ate a lot. So if he ate a lot, so what does that do? What does that do to the din? And that's exactly what the Gemara is going to immediately follow up with that question. In terms of Machola Muat, the Gemara is going to immediately follow up with that exact question. Okay, so let's take a look and let's see how that comes out. Amalei Rav Nachman. So this is Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman were the Gedolei Ador. Rav Nachman, we passing like him in Choshen Mishpat. The Gemara speaks about the godless of Rav Huna, and the Ptira of Rav Huna. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Ade Kafna. So let's immediately jump into Rashi. Amar Rav Nachman Ade Kafna. So according to Rashi, we have the correct girsa. Ade Elu. Klomar Elu l'ra'avonechlu. V'achila mekemruba kizu lo nifter mibracha. Ela kol shacherim koivin achilasam bekach tom birchas hamazon. These are l'ra'avon. They were eaten l'ravon nechlu. V'achila meruba. Oh, kaftor meferach, rabosai. Everything is to do it according to our pshat, according to Bnei Yeshua. If you have these things, I'm just enjoying the fortune cookies. So you'll indulge me, I'm going to call them the fortune cookies. So if you have these fortune cookies, right, that are achila muetes, and they have the funny shape, instead of the fortunes, they have the gozim inside, okay? So then in such a case, what happens, this could be a firm spiel in of itself, what happens if somebody eats many, many, many of these fortune cookies? So it's meduya. We're talking about these pasabo bekisnin, but at the end of the day, what did Rashi say, right? What I mean by meduya, because what Rashi say in Mem Aleph Amud Beis, they have these funny shapes. So now you have the same cheftza, you have the same thing, but he's eating a lot of it. It's not going to be pater mibracha. Ela, rather, what is the din? How did Rashi learn? Rashi learns, Rav Nachman is criticizing Rav Huna, and he's saying these were eaten l'ravon, even if they're not, if you will, built l'ravon. And if anybody's kovei suda, so then in such a case he could have benched. By the way, according to the Rashba might say you went from bar nefashos, jumped to benching. According to the Rashba, you've gone from alamichya to benching. So that's a maila, if you will, of the Rashba and the Shilta Giborim's pshat. But that's how Rashi, Lechura, that's how Rashi would read the Gemara. Then Rashi quotes a Rav Haigon, Kei Pirish Rav Haigon, that's how Rav Haigon learned. Let's do the next part of Rashi. V'Rav Oseinu Pirshu, Tlisa Rifti Mipas Shelonu, V'lo Birech Achrav Mishum Delo Sava. There are some who learned that we were talking about Pas Shelonu. In Yana Diyoma is Mayim Shalonu, right? Mayim Shalonu. Mayim Shalonu is used for matzah, but those are two different words, Lonu, right? I remember when I was younger, I got very confused. What does it mean, our water? So Mayim Shalonu means Mayim, they use water of Lina. In other words, these are halachos that the water has to be in a certain place, in a certain time, overnight, and at a certain temperature, that's my Miloshon Lina, leftover. Pas Shalonu, of course, means our bread. What does Rashi mean? Just spell out the obvious. What does Rashi mean, our bread? What's he trying to emphasize? Not Pasabal Bekisnin. In other words, the standard bread, not the fortune cookie. V'lo birich acharav mishum delo sava. And the reason why he didn't bench was because he wasn't soveya. So it's an entirely different sugya. According to the Rabboseinu, then we're not even following up on Pasabal Bekisnin at all. We're talking about entirely different chiddush that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are arguing about. Ukrak siva chalta v'sata v'rachta v'chein pirush Rabbi Yehudai balachas gedolos v'eino nearly The lesley the Rav Huna v'heimichmiru al atzman at gezayis v'akibetza is Rav Huna. Did he not know of the Gemara on Daf Chafa Mebeis that says Ashrecha Yisrael that they were machmir on themselves to make birchas hamazon gezayis v'akibetza? And he's following neither Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda, one who says that you make a birchas hamazon kezayis as a beitza. So there is another way, entirely different way of reading our sugya. Rashi says that his rabbeim learned, but Rashi finds that difficult. So Rashi was probably already knew that he disagreed with Rabbo Seinu, and Rashi already a memalef amebeis was already setting up also to be able to fit in how. With Pasaba B'Kissin, how is Sugya learned? According to Rabbo Seinu, Lav Dafka, would you need to say Machala Muat by it comes to Pasaba B'Kissin? But according to Rashi, you need to set it up that way. Okay. So these are two extremely different ways of reading the Gemara. I'd like to continue with you on the Rashba and see how the Rashba read it, and then we're going to see the other Rishonim as well. Let's go weiter now in the Rashba. Rav Huna achol tlisa rifta b'nei tlasa tlasa likba v'lo barach. Yes, sure, I'm sorry, you had a question before.
Is there any more I could ask about Rashi Shita with in
please. What Rabbi just yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How is Rashi going to learn the Rav Huna and Rav Nachman's response within Rav Huseinu then after the Rav Huseinu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm asking.
So I thought it goes like this. Rav Huna eats this, right? He doesn't bench. And Rav Nachman says that even if it's not Kedei Sviya, that you weren't Soveya, but if Acherim would be Koveya, love Su'uda, then for Acherim, if that would be a Su'uda for them, that's Soveya, then you would need to bench. That's how I read
that's
it.
That's according to Rav Huseinu.
That would be according to Rav Huseinu.
And what about when he says, V'eino Nirali?
What's Rashi's own pshat?
Now, what would Rashi's pshat be within?
Oh, very good. Okay, so that I thought I already spelled out. So, and Rabbos is going to be very important in answering Ellie's question. Amar le Rav Nachman eid adei kafna. These are coming le Ravon. Ella, but rather, you're wrong. Kol shachem kol v'nalav suda tzarech levarech. You, Rav Huna, were wrong. You should have benched. That's how it seemed to me, how Rashi would learn. Yeah.
Wait, why? Why do you bench?
Because anything that people eat for Ra'avon, you need to bench for. So these are generally L'Ra'avon Nechlu. So since these are generally, and to the point that I don't even care whether you satisfied your hunger or not. If it's Acherim Koveya Lav, and Rav Nachman isn't even allowing Rav Huna the possibility to say, for me, it's not Ravon, this is how I snack. This is how I snack. That Rav Nachman is saying is not possible. Ella, kol shacherim, automatically you need to bench.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So Rebbe's bringing Rashi's Shita as the same Shita as Rabbeinu Yonah?
I didn't do Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm planning to do Rashba and then Rabbeinu Yonah. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Yeah.
So very connected to this Rashi to the Rashi that we were learning.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, the Yeshua was, if I remember correctly, the Yeshua was explaining why it would be that you make a birkas hamazon if you eat enough kosher b'kissin. And maybe it was the tzlach.
There's both a plain Yeshua and a tzlach, right?
So I think I remember someone saying that if you eat the reason you take birkas hamazon is because if you eat enough bread, even if you have a lot of kosher b'kissin, you're having more than a kibetza of the chamesh zuminim.
Right.
And because of that, then you have a chiyuv d'oraisa
to bench
versus a chiyuv d'rabbanan to say a main shalosh
okay.
Other stuff.
Right.
And so the d'oraisa
wins.
So if you say that over here, in our Rashi over here, so then
you could say that
why would Rashi say anything about the Ravon? But you're eating it because it's
Rav Nachman's saying these elu l'ravon nechlu. These are generally eaten l'ravon. In other words, I'm reading now, according to Rashi, this size, this amount that a person would eat is l'ravon echlu. So elu l'ravon echlu, this much is l'ravon, and therefore, since v'achlim kariba kazu lo niftar mi bracha. These, you Ravuna, that you ate it clearly l'ravon, and then what the halacha is kol she'achaverim achem kovin alach l'ilasu b'kach, then it needs to birchas hamazon. No, no, yeah, the shear objectively, yeah.
It sounds like Rabbi was connecting kviyas to tzviya, but could it be that there are two different things that Rav Nachman was calling on? Number one, it's not about you and how full you are; it's about how full if other people would be. But number two is, it's not really about a sugya of how full you are. It's about something called kviyas, which might be something unrelated to how full you are. Kviyas could be
right. Let me rephrase what Jonathan is bothered by. What Jonathan is bothered by is that there's, if I could speak for you for a moment, is that Rashi is interchanging kviyus with versus arai with ra'av and sviya. The way I'm learning now is that these are coming for when a person is hungry, and that is a siman that it's kovei achilaso. So how do you fit, I'm assuming that when something is l'ravon, it's automatically koveya. That's how I'm learning in Rashi. You could have read Rashi differently and say that there are two variables, and that's not how I'm reading Rashi. Eina chanami. That's not how I'm reading Rashi right now. Yeah.
I was already reading the word, just found the word adei kafna.
Adei means elu. Kafna is hunger. Adei, these were for hunger. In other words, these are for someone who's hungry.
I don't know.
Please.
Edai kafna. These are my testimony. They're edim.
Aha.
Edai elu. That these are
leravon. Who's his testimony?
Huh?
Who's his testimony?
For Rav Nachman to say, these are meaning. I don't have to give you another proof that you ate this for leravon. These are my edim. You had so many of them. That's a dude that it's a shiur of yud, I guess.
Yafeh. Ma'anyeh mod. I did not. I don't think I saw someone that say it that way. I thought. Idai is also used its word elu, but that's interesting. Anybody have an art scroll or a masifta with them? I'd be curious to see.
Like the
eight, right? Okay, but it's an interesting.
We first
did
it that way also, and then we saw
Rashi. Okay, yafet milashan I'm open. I'm open to hear different pshatim. Avi, you had a hand before. Someone else had a hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So this is shitas. Rashi. Now to the holy Rajba. Zokta Heliger Rajba. Va'omar le Rav Nachman adai kafna, klomar, achilo zu achilas ra'avi. This achila is achila of a hungry person. Vikevahi. Here you see also, Jonathan, that I think he's using the words, he's saying that Rav makes it by definition koveya.
Right. But it doesn't go the other way necessarily.
Only if you eat a little, only if they're eating it for enjoyment, but not to remove hunger. There's a better word for that.
Satiate.
Thank you. Not to satiate. Period. Avol iav shaloi mar deravuna lo baruch alachar of klasus. Rashba is obsessed with showing that Rashi is wrong. Dalo gara me ochal mitainim va'anovim shebetoch mein shalosh. He says, how could it be less than eating fruits? So he says, of course that's not the issue. So again, we've answered that question. It is less than eating fruits. Because here, these are fortune cookies. Fortune cookies is even less than it's an entirely new breed where you don't have the bracha achrona of mein shalosh is not appropriate. When it comes to the fruits, it's appropriate the mein shalosh. Okay, elavade kedamar v'chein pirshu atosis. Now here's something interesting happens in the Rajba. The chazar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna came back. The Omar kol shachem kovel of tzuda tzarich levarich klomer lefanim emotzi la acharav Me'ein shalosh, and then he again, the Rajba is so obsessed with showing that the other sheet is wrong, he then asks on the Rif, who says that you make a burn of fashos. Again, the Rajba does that three times, at three different places, the Rajba questions those sheetas, and b'siyata d'shmaya, we defended those sheetas from the Rajba's kashas. But again, how does the Rajba mean read v'chazer of Huna? So according to the Rajba, it goes like this. Ella, kol shachem, amler Rav Nachman, ede kafna. Rav Nachman says, these were for Ravan. Says Ravuna, Ella, kol shachem, kovin alav, suda tzarech levarech. Ravuna says that if achayrim are kovin alav suda, then you need to do a bracha. Oh. Yeah, Chazer Ravuna v'amar. So according to the Rajba, what's the give and take over here? Rav Nachman says, Adei kafna. Ravuna says, Kol sha'achayrim kol v'alav suda. Rav Nachman says to him, you ate l'rav, these you ate l'rav, says Ravuna, it's not dependent on me. You got to look. Polk ima chazadavar. You got to see what other people do. Don't, you're looking at me. We have to see if achayr markovina love suda.
Like other people aren't koya.
Right. So that's a little bit of a question. If, right. I think it could very well be Ravuna might be trying to be malabe in the din. I don't know if he's justifying himself. Let's just put it for the record. Shuas Tzarech Yun. The Tzarech Yun is, it's clear how the Rajba learns what Ravuna's response is. The question is, what was Ravuna's goal? If Ravuna's goal is to defend that he didn't make a Berchas HaMazon, so it's a little bit strange that something so large that people would not be Koveya. Again, there are Mamare Chazal that speak about large amounts of eating that people would do at one time in those days. Probably also because they used to go for longer periods of time for not eating. So when they did have food in front of them, they probably ate much more than we do because we're in a nibble generation. But once upon a time, first of all, they were traveling, so they would stop every once in a while, so then they would eat a tremendous amount to hold them through for the next meal for a while. But it's a tzarech yun. I don't know what it's a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
Right. It's a tremendous amount. I don't know tzarech yun. But halachically we know what's going on. Right. Rav Nachman says ade kafna. He says l'ravon. According to Rajba, Ravuna responds and he says, but wait a second. Don't look only at me. Let's just make sure if it's achayim kovin also. Maybe he accepts it, but he says that we're going to be dependent on achayim kovin. Yeah.
Maybe we could just say that. I don't know if you would say like this is like too much that somebody wouldn't. Like nobody's kovei suda on all this. Like nobody's kovei suda on 93.
Okay, and therefore, and that's why.
And that's his, like that's Rafuna's response. Like nobody's like this isn't a suda. This is like
this is out of it. This doesn't even qualify as Kviya Suda. Don't know. The Rajba doesn't spell out the last part of what he means. Okay. But clear. Now, this is going to be important. La halacha in terms of this give and take. Is it dependent on my Kviya Suda? Or is it dependent on Acherim Kviya Suda? Okay. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Amar le Rav Nachman Adayin Mar Kofin Hu. So it's a different girsa based on the Rif. Let's look the Rif in my edition, the top line. Amar of Nachman, Adayin Mar Kofinu. Are you still hungry? So how does it go? What is Rav Nachman asking? So you could understand that he's asking rhetorically, are you still hungry?
Right.
But l'chura, that's not what he's saying. What's he saying? Rav Nachman's being done in l'kav schus. Why didn't you bench? Because you're still hungry. Elam Rav Nachman, but rather, says Rav Nachman, no. He, like Rashi, he's attacking Ravuna. but from a different angle. Elomer of Nachman kol shachem kolin love suuda bazeh ashir avol yishena kovei hu tzarech levarech alav v'macher meinu kovei apol pishu hu einu kovei einu mevarech d'acha rovaz linan v'imu kovei b'mashen achem kolin batol daita etzel kol adam. So comes along Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is a third way of reading the Gemara. By the way, Rabbosai, there are more ways of reading the Gemara. I'm just choosing three today. If you want more Marmakomas, take a look at Meiri, the Chachmei Anglia. There's a litany of different ways of reading the Gemara. But for our purposes, this will satisfy with three today. So again, the last shot. Rabbeinu Yonah's last pshat is Adayim Mar Kofinu. He's saying, I know why you didn't bench. You didn't bench because you're still hungry. But you should know that Acheir Mar Koveh Suda. Now here, the advantage of this pshat is Rav Huna. Here Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are actually Gedolei Ador. They're being Malabe in the Sugya. Rav Nachman understands that Rav Huna is not Nichshal in Birchas Hamazon in the sense that he had his cheshbon. Rav Nachman comes along and he says, no, I hold, it's Tali and Acherim. And Rabbeinu Yonah then adds, and that's going to work according to the Gersa of the Rif, and Rabbeinu Yonah is going to add that, and if you are, we're talking about Acherim, that are a case of where you are Koveya Suda and Acherim are not Koveya Suda, then we say, Batal Daitai Eitzel Kol Adam. Okay, this is pshat. Now, so let's review. Let's do a crunch. According to Rashi, what happened over here? He says these. Rav Nachman criticizes him, and he says these were l'ravon, and you ate at l'ravon, and you should know that if people are koveya, so then in such a case you are chayiv. So when you eat these l'ravon, then you're going to be chayiv. According to the Rashba, Rav Nachman says to him, Adi Kafna, he says to him, this is an achilas ra'av. And as your achila was an achilas ra'av. And Rav Huna says back to him that it's not dependent on me, it's dependent on Acherim. So that's why it sounds like Rav Huna assumed that Acherim would not be Koveya. So you're right, I was hungry, but Acherim would not be Koveya. By the way, I just want to emphasize again, according to Rashi, Eilu l'ravoni, these were eaten in this case l'ravon. Normally the Pasav Abikistan is not eaten l'ravon. These were eaten l'ravon, says Rav Nachman. And so Rav Nachman says, I don't care about the fact that that the pasav avikisan is. If people would be koveya on such a thing, when people are koveya, kol shacherim, anything that people are koveya, even if the tzura is different, it's not going to get, it's going to get a benching. That's according to Rashi with his shita pasav avikisan, as we were masber according to Pnei Yeshua. Finally, the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning Adayim Arkafinu. Is the reason you didn't bench, Rav Nachman says to him, is because you were you're still not full. Now he's not mocking him. He's not mocking him. Are you still hungry? He's understanding him. He's understanding why is it that he didn't bench, and Rav Nachman's coming along and he's disagreeing.
Why is he
just a second. He's saying that it's tolui in Acherim, it's not tolui in you. According to this pshat, by the way, according to Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, you don't need to learn. It sounds like the Pasav Abikisnin would be not that the Pasav Abikisnin is generally not eaten l'ra'av, but rather the we're talking about Pasav Abikisnin could very well be v'amei v'nyavin closer to Tosis's Pasa Babakistan, that depends on where in the Sa'uda you're eating it. So he's saying, so Rav Nachman is saying, you think that Pasa Babakistan, you don't make a bracha achrona because you're still hungry, that's not true. The halacha is that if Acherim be Koveya, then in such a case you would make a bracha. According to Rashi, the description of being hungry is different than Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm being a little vague over there. If you didn't follow this last point, it's because I'm not fleshing out Adasof. It'll be my pleasure to explain after Shir. Yeshua.
What bracha is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about when he asks, he says, you think you're still hungry, and therefore what? You shouldn't have to make a...
So that, according to the Rif, it was Bar Nefashos. So the Rabbeinu Yonah himself, let's take a look, Trace Arifta, Klomar Shebegimol Mehem, in three of them, Hayekav Echad, V'nim Tzeh She'ochol Shiur Dalid Kavin. He ate a Shiur of Dalid Kavin. V'afil Lach Lo Baruch Basof, Yesh Baruch Farshim Shlo Baruch Basof Klal, V'pnei Shlo Yeloch Achil Kavua, V'kach Nir Mitoch Mashikotsev Harif, V'yesh Baruch Shlo Birech El Bar Nefashos. So he says, the simple reading is that there was no bracha at all, or it's a bar nefashos. But it sounds like there's no possibility of an ala michya. So, there was no achila of, there was no achila of kvius over here. There's no achila of kvius. And that's what Rev Nachman says. Oh, I know why you didn't bench, because there's no achila of kvius. You didn't have a kvius, because it didn't satisfy. But he says at the end of the day, if it's for acherim, so then it would. For if it's acherim, that.
What about just dancing with the Gemara on Chaf? That, you know, you were matzmer once you did kavitz or kazayis, then you have to bench.
Okay. So what about the Gemara on Chaf? The answer is that if you don't have kfius, then in such a case you don't bench and you don't even make an al michya. If you don't have kfius, that's what. That's where Rav Nachman is understanding that Rav Huna is being mechadesh. So he says, "You're right. You're right." But we're talking about possible bekisna. Remember, we're not talking about lechem. So the Gemara doesn't spell out kvius over there because the Gemara is talking about lechem. But when it comes to possible bekisna, maybe it doesn't get it. In a chanami, that's true because possible bekisna is not something that's generally eaten as lechem. It's generally eaten according to Tosos as a kinuach. And so this is, but if you're Kovei Asuda, then in such case, Allah is different. Jonathan?
According to, the only difference between Rashi and Rashba is just in whether what bracha Rav Huna made or didn't make. But in terms of, once they're past that, they learn the sugya the same way.
Oh, so I'm going to develop maybe a nafkamina. That's with this I want to wrap up the sugya. This part, this nekuda. So, the Rosh, does someone have a Beis Yosef? I forgot to bring a Beis Yosef. Oh, shekoach. The Rosh says as follows, thank you. The Rosh in Simin Lamid says like this. Rav Huna achol tosa riftu pasibab kisim in klas chav v'lo birech berech amatzi v'gimu brachos. So he learns that it was like the Balitosis. Amar Rav Nachman adei kasna, who? Elo Amar Rav Nachman kol shachem kovenosis dasa lov tzarech v'arech amatzi v'gimu brachos. So the issue of pshat, of what is the give and take between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, the Rosh brings it down, but not as an issue of pshat, but a machlekes rishonim lemaisa. V'kasa Rabbeinu Moshe, di'im acherim einan koyvin afil kishukoveya einan mevarech, the basarov azlino batal daito itza koladam. Rabbeinu Moshe says that if acherim are not koveya, then we say batal daito itza koladam. Rabosai, who's mefurish like Rabbeinu Moshe in the Rishon that we've learned up until now? Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina said that that's exactly what Rav Nachman was saying. Rav Nachman was saying everything is dependent on Acherim.
V'arayvid kasav, v'imaya kaveh alav afilu mashu v'arach l'abtichem motzim sov v'arashos, v'nirin divrei Rabbeinu Moshe. And then he goes on for other halachas kedai to read the rest of the Rosh. So he brings down Machlokes Rabbeinu Moshe Raivid. By the way, generally when you have Machlokes Rabbeinu Moshe Raivid, who's Rabbeinu Moshe? The Rambam. But the Pella is that the Rishonim look, the Achronim, the later, after the Rosh, they look around to find a Rambam that argues about this with the Raivid, and they didn't find it. So some say it's a smag, it's not Lavdafka, the Rambam. It'll be interesting to do a test how the Rosh generally refers to the Rambam. Could be he doesn't refer to Rambam as Rabbeinu Moshe. Okay, so either way, this is the Machlokes Rabbeinu Moshe and the Raivid.
Where did the didn't Rav Nachman say Kol Shacharim Kovin Alav? Where in the world could the Ravid come up with such a daya? Where in the world could the Ravid come up with such a daya? It's against Rav Nachman. So just a klal in Shas, we follow Rav Nachman Bedini. Everybody has to know that. That Rav Nachman was the Dayan in Choshe Mishpat. We follow Nachman Bedini. Rav Huna, Rav Nachman did sometimes disagree, but we give Rav Huna sometimes a kavod when it comes to other things outside of Mamanas. So it was Rav Nachman who said Kol Shacharim Kovin, right? Is it possible that we have a machlokis here between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? So maybe the Ravid learned that if you understand that Rav Huna is going to disagree with Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna is going to hold that the reason why I didn't make it is because for me I wasn't Koveya Suda, which seems to be the way Rabbeinu Yonah had entertained the possibility of Rav Huna, then there's room to say that the Ravid has a source in the Gemara. He'll choose Rav Huna, even though it seems like Rav Nachman has a last word, but maybe that could be a defense according to the Ravid. You hear what I'm saying, Rabbosai? That the Chura, because the Ravid is Mefurish against the Maskanas HaGemara. According to a Rashi read the Gemara, Rav Nachman says, I know why you did this, Rav Huna. You did this because you're still hungry. And you weren't Koveya. So then even according to Rashi, it could very well be that Rav Nachman understood what Rav Huna was doing. He was not stam criticizing Rav Huna. We also see that he understood what Rav Huna is doing. And again, according to the Ravid, there is a source of how to read the Ravid into Pshat. But at the end of the day, what comes out is that the Ravid is against the Maskanas HaGemara according to Rabbeinu Yonah's way of reading, according to Rashi's way of reading, and according to the Rajba, at first glance, also, according to the Rajba's way of reading. Yeah?
Isn't that Pshat and the Ravid Pashas and Rabbeinu Yonah? I thought, when you read, so you said that Rav Nachman is responding, that's about Acherim.
Right.
Rav Huna never responds.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Nafan? Yeah, excellent. That the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that this is the machlokas Rav Huna Rav Nachman, and the Ravid's being machriya. But the chiddush is that the pashtus of the Rif and Rabbeinu Yonah is that we're machriya like Rav Nachman. The Ravid's being machadish that we're being machriya like Rav Huna. Correct. That would be the source for the Ravid. Okay. Now in the Beis Yosef, now this comes up halacha lemaisa. You guys were hawking about pizza matzah pizza, whatever. So, what is the shear of Kviyas Suda? So here, there is a problem in the Beis Yosef. Let's see, this is a little bit of a... Is this the same layout I'm used to? Yeah, it is the same layout I'm used to. Okay. He says... The Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh, who quotes this machlokis, and then the Beis Yosef says, this is in Kuf Samaches Vav, V'nirim Divrei Rabbeinu Moshe, the Rabbeinu Moshe is right. In other words, it's dependent on Acherim. And then he adds another halacha. That's how he paskins over here. However, there's another Beis Yosef, who says, Ve'eina mevarech aleim amoitzi v'shalosh brachos, Elohim kein kava sudaso alav, Then one place the Beis Yosef says that we passed in like Rabbeinu Moshe, and another place he says either you're Kovei Asuda or others are Kovei Asuda on it. Why did I think about the pizza matzah? So out of Yom Hazeh, there are things like these that sometimes there are people who they themselves eat a small lunch or dafka a very large lunch. So if they eat a small lunch relative to the rest of the world, is that enough if it's pasah babekisnin in order to be chayiv? Or is there an objective rule? So that's a machlokes, and that gets involved with what does adei kafna mean, and what is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and how do we paskin? So Rabosei, here the stira in the Beis Yosef. One place he says he paskin straight up like Rabbeinu Moshe, and the other place he says or this or that. Now, when he says or this and that, that's when he's paskining. The psak that you guys wanted to discuss about the three different categories in Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to after the pizza matzah. We'll get to that in Mirtz Hashem. In Uli Inyan Halacha, then where he's paskining everything, then he says, or this or that. And earlier he seems to like Rabbeinu Moshe based on the rush. So it's a tzarech yun. How does he paskin himself in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. In Shulchan Aruch, did I not photocopy the right two pages? Afal Pishu Koveya. Yeah, I'm missing. Yeah, I should have photocopied Vav. Shkach, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So in Sivav, which you have in your you'll have it in the Oz Vahadar in the back in the Ein Mishpat over there. It starts in the middle of the photocopy. Kuv Samaches Vav, Pasaba Bekisnim, Mivarech Alav, Barminim Zonos, Lachra Brachamachas Main Shalosh, Vim Achal Mimenu Shir, Shachen Rugin Lakbalov, Afal Pishul Sava Mimenu, Mivarech Alav Hamotzi Berchas Hamazon. So here he's black on white. He says, even though you're not Soveya, you Rav Huna are not Soveya, you make Amotzi and a Birchas Hamazon. Says the Be'er Halacha, Afalpi Shuhu Koveya, this is in front of you, Hu Das Harosh, Shecholek Al Arayvid, Shaladidei Afil B'mi Utsagi, Kimundu Koveya Al Zeh Basar Dezlin, Ayin Sham Barosh. And then the Be'er Halacha adds, Mikol Makom, Nira boru dimu zakein onar shachilasan muat beteva chayovim ba motzi berchas hamazon achushir shedak and tam lekbo alze kiman the kol bnei mina mistapkin b'shir achila kazu. So the poskim say something interesting, and they say the Be'er Halacha says, but if everybody like you in your what do they call it statistically? There's a statistic description to it in your. Age group, thank you. In your age group, you use socioeconomic status and what's the newest theory in the liberal theory in college campuses now? There's this, anyhow, so v'chule v'chule in all those groups that they create. So whatever group you're in, it's normal for a person like you to have lunch in this type of way, then in such a case, then that would be enough. The Deer Shoe says that it could very well be that the shiurim that were given were for men eating. Look, at the end of the day, it's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna is eating a lot. That it could be that the shiur for women might be different. They raise such a possibility in the poskim. But we already have this in the Be'er Halacha that's saying if it's a zakein, so then in such a case, then maybe we could adjust based on the metzius. I don't know. Is it possible to say that's part of the yishuv that he was saying in the Beis Yosef? Elm kein kavasu das alav o achol shir shederech bnei adam likbo alav. It's a little bit difficult to say that's the yishuv that the Beis Yosef was saying. Elm kein kavasu das alav doesn't mean him himself personally, but it means people like him. Our Koveya. it's a little bit strange that the Beis Yosef, when he said Ula Inyan Halacha, said it this way, and it's a little strange. You have to look at the poskim to try to find the yishuv in the Beis Yosef. So what comes out Halacha Lemaisa? What comes out Halacha Lemaisa is that if you are being Kovei Seuda, which was always why I was a little uncomfortable with the, sometimes when it came to pizza, that people would say one slices versus two slices. That at the end of the day, depends on how people generally eat pizza. Leaving aside, again, we're not dealing with how it's possible because and all those things, but at the end of the day, how people eat pizza and people, and if they're generally koveya, v'chule v'chule. By the way, on that, Smichas Chaver did some research. That's Rav Eliada Goldwich's program, and he said they researched, they did studies. They based themselves on other secular studies, university studies, of when people eat pizza. 93% of the time, people eat pizza during mealtime, for meal. So it's so then in such a case, then it would be koveya. If a person eats it during mealtime as a meal, and again we also learned, but if you yourself are doing it and you're koveya suda, that's not l'chura, it's not enough lahalacha. It has to be that acherim are normally use this to be koveya, but you also might want to take into account the age group and other factors as well. So it does become personal according to the Be'er Halacha if we're talking about older people. Dirshu raised the possibility of women and so on and so forth. Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya, we will plow ahead with Mar Mekomos and give you, this is an awesome sugya, Pasavah B'kissin, and it's great to finally, for us to do it. It's not an easy sugya, and as you get deeper into the poskim, it gets even more complicated. But it's great for us to do it properly in the Gemara and the Rishon, and we always hear so much. And we sometimes when we look it up, we just start with Be'er Halachas as opposed to going through the Rishonim. So we're going to do it B'siyat Deshmai slowly and methodically. If I'm not mistaken, the overwhelming, it was 4-1 last I checked in terms of the poll of Super Yitzias Mitzrayim versus Pas Haba B'Kisnin. I've mentioned this in the Halacha Shir, I think, in the past, that Mayri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal, it's not so well known in the world, Rav Nevensal was part of royalty in Mir Yeshiva. Rav Nevensal's first wife was Rav Chaim Zev Finkel, I believe the older daughter. Some of you who know a little bit about the Mir know the legendary Mashkiach, Rav Aaron Chadash. I have a couple of good stories when I learned Mir with him. But Rav Aaron Chadash is Rav Nevensal's brother. Their brother-in-law, Rav Aaron Chadash and Rav Nevensal, were married to sisters. There was the Mashkiach of Mir, who was the son of Rabbeinish Finkel, was Rav Chaim Zev Finkel. He was the Mashkiach. He's not as well known. I don't know how many of us. Rav Aryeh Finkel, for those who are holding in the Mir, Rav Aryeh Finkel, who founded Mir Brachfeld, was the one son, and there were two sisters. Rav Aaron Chadash became the Mashkiach. Rav Nevensal was already a very, very unique Talmud Chacham since he was very, very young. And he was a Talmud also of Nachum Pertsavitz, and he learned Bechavruso at Rav Nachum Pertsavitz, Rav Nevensal, which is very, very interesting because Rav Nevensal's style of learning is not one that's normally associated with Rav Nachum Zatzal's style of learning. But Rav Nachum took him to learn with him Bechavruso. How did Rav Nevensal then end up leaving Mir? Talk about love for Eretz Yisrael. In 1967, when the old city was reclaimed, so Rav Nevensal had the opportunity to move to the old city. He was able to get an apartment in the old city. And he suggested to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that he would like to found a branch of Mir Yeshiva in the old city. Can you imagine? Mir Yeshiva in the old city? And Reb Chaim Shulevitz decided against it. So Reb Ezrachi said, Reb Yitzchak Ezrachi, who's now the oldest of the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi's brother,
who was son-in-law of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I believe, said he was also learning with him b'chavrusa, Reb Sal b'chavrusa, and he said but he learned with him morning seder. He said the next morning Reb Sal didn't show up. He said if he has the opportunity to learn Torah in the old city, so that's it. Then he belongs in the old city. So, how did Reb Sal become quote unquote Rosh Yeshiva Shiva Kotel? I don't know if he ever had the official title of Rosh Yeshiva Shiva Kotel. Reb Sal, just his love for Yerushalayim and his love for the Beis HaMikdash, he just left Mir Yeshiva because it was a 20-minute walk away from the old city. He wanted to be closer. So he sat down in Yeshiva Kotel. He sat down in Yeshiva Kotel. And then eventually, Rabbi Aryeh Bina encouraged him to say a shir here, to say a shir here, but he left where he was the son-in-law's mashkiach, the son-in-law of the mashkiach, and he left because of his love for Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, to be in Yerushalayim. And then he started putting on tefillin all day, so that's the fascinating story of how he became the Rav. They'll say it was Pashut, his love for the old city. He had the opportunity to live there. He suggested Mir come there. They said no. And said, okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak Godak said the next day he just didn't show up. He was he was there. So Reb Nachum, at the time, he used to learn also b'chavrusa Reb Nachum Pertsavitz. And so, and he would say to him, he was saying chaburas in the Mir. So he told me that Reb Nachum asked him after one chabura, either before Pesach time, Sukkot time, before Shavuos, he asked him, what sugya do you say chabura on? So Reb Nevensal said, I said half on the sugya, whatever the yeshiva was learning in Nashim and Ezekin, and half on in Yana Diyoma. He divided the chabura in half. So Reb Nachum gave him a look, and Reb Nachum said to him, in Yana Diyoma is the Masechta that the yeshiva is learning. He shut it down. So I say, Baruch Hashem, Rav Nevensal didn't learn. Listen to Rav Nachum Pertsavitz. There wouldn't be any Yerushalayim b'Mo'adeh. There wouldn't be any, if he would have. There would just be another shiurei from another Rosh Yeshiva, Mir Yeshiva, Nashim Ezekin, which is amazing. But at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, he didn't listen to him. So for those who that was the poll test over here. What do you think is really in Yana Diyoma? In Yana Diyoma is Pesach or Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim or Maseches Brachos. Either way, Mirtz Hashem will follow the lead, but Bli Neder, whoever wins the vote, and that will be Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, but continue with Mar Makomos that I will give you. If you want Mar Makomos also for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't think you need Mar Makomos for Monday, Tuesday, but Bli Neder Wednesday for those who want to do the first part of Morning Seder. I think Rav Miller is giving Shir in Halacha on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. So we'll have shiur from 10:45. Maybe we'll even do 10:30 to make sure we finish on time. I don't expect it to go more than an hour at all, but just in case. Probably even less than an hour. Right.